3 months have passed since the deadly school shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and the nation is yet again faced with another set of school shootings, the most recent shooting happening at Noblesville West Middle School. Lakeshore Public Radio's Valerie Plinovich has this story about one local school's controversial classroom renovations.
The frequency and commonality of violent events in schools raises the concern for school safety all around the nation and here in Northwest Indiana. The question of what can we do to keep students safe at school now gets asked more and more. Portage High School recently finished a $10 million renovation of the west side of the building this past spring, and one of its many new features is glass classroom walls. The new design concept allows for more natural light and spaces where students can collaborate. But how safe are they? Darren Shine, a senior at Portage and a member of the newly formed Portage Township School Student Safety Committee, recently voiced his concerns about the glass walls.
It's not safe. It's completely glass. They said that the glass is not shatter resistant, not shatterproof, not bulletproof. If there were a code red, where can you hide? It's completely see-through.
The Times reports that Portage Township School Superintendent Amanda Alanez said the theme during planning was future-ready forward, with a look to digital age and personalized learning for students that will encourage them to be innovative, creative, and collaborative. What does this mean for the future of school safety protocols at Portage High School? Shine and the rest of the Student Safety Committee brought these concerns to the table at a meeting with the school board and stated that the board is working on fundraising for the installation of bulletproof glass. Shine is graduating in a matter of days, but his sister will be attending high school this fall.
I don't feel safe for her if she has to be in a classroom where there is no door. There's completely glass. That needs to be taken care of immediately.
Portage's superintendent, assistant superintendent, and members of the school board were contacted, but no comments were given. This is Valerie Plinovich, Lakeshore Public Radio.